I am coming your way from Italy today. I believe your own hearts will be stirred as I share the truth of God's word with you.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Hey friends, welcome from yet another country, Italy this time. Boy, this has been an extended trip overseas. If you think of it, please pray. We've got a few more days here. I've got our conference on Hyper Grace for pastors in Sicily and Calabria, and then head home on Wednesday. Can't wait to get back home. But I hope you've been enjoying the broadcast from overseas, from Holland now, from Italy. I hope you enjoy the very special broadcast with my special friend Scott Volk that he hosted for me Friday as I was traveling between two different locations in Europe. The number to call 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. And I'm going to be giving away a free CD over the course of the broadcast today. I want to bless you with this. I want to encourage you with this. It's really neat, very special for me to hold in my hand translations of my books into other languages. The one that's been translated into more languages than any other book is Our Hands Are Stained with Blood. And in that book, of course, I deal with the history of anti-Semitism in the church and God's eternal purposes for Israel. And God has used it, thankfully, to open the eyes of many, many people around the world, even people having radical changes of position reading the book. Well, these days, there's a lot of demand for my Hyper Grace book in different languages. And on this trip, it was neat to hold in my hands for the first time the Italian translation, which has been out for a few months, and then to hold in my hands the Dutch translation that just came out. And while I was doing a conference on Hyper Grace in one part of Italy, actually in Naples on Saturday, at the same time, another Christian teacher, was doing a conference on Hyper Grace in Rome. But he was pro-Hyper Grace. He was teaching what I was teaching against. When I was in Holland, one of our grads told me there that a rapidly growing Bible school is this gentleman's Bible school, and it's a grace-based Bible school. I would say hyper-grace. And just got a note from the publisher that they're making a special edition of the book available. It'll take about a year to get out in India and Southeast Asia in English, but for special distribution there because of a demand there. And on it goes around the world. This is not some issue I took up because I had nothing else to do. This is not some issue I took up because I'm right and everybody else is wrong. I'm God's policeman. No, this is an issue I took up because it's spreading throughout the body, and it's dangerous because it mixes wonderful, life-giving, life-changing truths with significant error. A lot I want to talk to you about, but I want to focus on the word in a practical way because friends, wherever you live, most of you in America listening right now, but wherever you live around the world, the well-being of your nation depends on the well-being of the church more than you realize. The health of the nation depends on the health of the church more than you realize. And yeah, over the weekend, more scary headlines, more shocking headlines, more chaos, more anarchy, more sin, more lawlessness. But the solution is the gospel. And the solution is the gospel brought through healthy men and women of God. It's about us being built up, strong, healthy, running our race, being Jesus revolutionaries in the midst of a corrupt society. I want to encourage you today that God wants to use you. I want to help equip you for the battle. Write down the number 866-34-TRUTH. Some giveaways when we come back. Give up.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
The voice is the same. Yours truly, Michael Brown, your voice of moral sanity and spiritual clarity in the midst of a society in chaos and a church all too often in compromise. The voice is the same, the location different, this time coming your way from Italy. Here's my schedule. I flew from the States into Holland and then did weekend ministry and then ministry all through the week in Rotterdam, Holland, public church services, special teachings for Fire School of Ministry Europe, and then more public preaching, then flew from there to Naples, and then in Naples taught morning and afternoon for pastors and leaders on hyper grace, and then Saturday night, it was then a special rally, young people, older people, on living as counterculture Jesus revolutionaries. From there, flew to Sicily, and then in Sicily, ministered at a key church. In fact, the pastor of the church is the one that launched a publishing company with the specific burden of getting my books out in Italian. He's done an amazing job. And then from there, four or five-hour drive, through the night over to Calabria, and that's where we are now for our conference on hyper grace. Apparently, there's a great turnout expected. And, in Italy, even in the evangelical churches, which, by the way, constitute a tiny percentage of the population, the Italian evangelical churches, maybe one half of 1% of the population of Italy. It's been like that as long as I've been coming here now, which is, 28 years. Fine people, love the Lord, passionate, but somehow have remained very, very small in the country. There's still a lot of legalism. Many come from a Catholic background, and many within Catholicism fall into legalism and ritual. And somehow, for whatever reason or combination of factors, there's a lot of legalism in the churches. It came up at a Q&A Saturday in Naples about this very thing. What about all the legalism in the churches? How do we deal with that? So it's very easy for people to swing from legalism to hyper grace. The goal is true grace, God's true grace. That's the goal. So I'm going to tell you in a moment how you can get some important resources, but first we're going to do a giveaway, all right? We're going to do a giveaway. I have a CD called God's True Grace, where I lay out what the Bible really says about grace in a way that I believe will edify you and lift you and strengthen you, and it's a great supplement for my Hyper Grace book. So, 866-34-TRUTH. Be quick. Caller number two. Yeah, we're done already, basically. Caller number two, you get a free copy of God's True Grace. 866-34-TRUTH. I don't know why I'm giving out the number again. All right, so, it's kind of redundant to say we have a winner already. But you'll have more opportunities as the show goes on. Let me lay out something very, very important about doctrine. I'm not focusing on news headlines today. I'm not focusing on explosive things happening around the world or in the Middle East or another shocking headline from America. I'm not focusing on any of that. Right now, I'm focusing on how we can be strong, how we can be established, how we can be built up in God, how we can run our race so as to win, how we can be world changers, fishers of men and women. When I checked into the hotel in Naples, there are different switches, and what they did basically is they controlled different lights in different parts of the room. And it was a little different. You kind of had to push it and hold it because I couldn't figure out what happened to the light. I pushed something and the lights all went out. What? Well, I didn't start cursing the darkness. Foul darkness, accursed darkness, oh darkness. No, I try to figure out what's the matter with the light. How do I get the light on? That's the question. How do I get the light on? If you turn it on and the two light bulbs and one is on, one's off, then you call the front desk and say, hey, could you replace a light bulb? We got a faulty light bulb here. So my greatest concern is not the presence of darkness, although I'll talk about it, I'll address it, I'll expose it, as per Ephesians 5. I'll seek to wake up the church to the realities that we're facing. Absolutely. But my biggest focus is not on the state of the darkness. My biggest focus is on the light. The great issue is not so much the presence of darkness. It is the absence of light. So how do we address that? What's that got to do with hyper grace? Let me explain. One problem with the modern grace message, the hyper grace message, which is an exaggeration of the biblical grace message. Some say you can't exaggerate grace. You can exaggerate anything. You can exaggerate the love of God until there's no future judgment. You can exaggerate the holiness of God until there's no salvation. You can exaggerate the grace of God until it no longer resembles biblical grace. There are people who teach hyper grace that have fallen off the deep end and said everybody gets saved because Jesus died for everybody and it's finished on the cross, so you can't even add your faith to it. It's all done. Everybody eventually gets in. One guy started to say the devil will actually get in. When I wrote to him, said, "You actually believe this?" He got defensive and nasty as if I was some legalistic Christian challenging him. Wow. But one big problem with the hyper grace message is it takes away the call to sacrifice and service. Let me say this again. One great problem with the hyper grace message is it takes away the call to sacrifice and service. What I mean is this. Many people who embrace hyper grace don't like the feeling of pressure. Gotta pray, gotta read the Bible. Are you witnessing? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? And there is a carnal pressure that we can put on people. Leaders, pastors, teachers. We can put carnal pressure on people, which is not the pressure of the gospel. I was talking to one former Jehovah's Witness, and I was saying I do appreciate the dedication. It grieves me that they're doing this for a wrong cause and for a cult and for false teaching. It grieves me. I said, but in point of fact, they are dedicated. And he said, it's true, but there's a tremendous legalistic push, and you have to do things, and there's pressure to put in your hours. In other words, it's not out of a love for God and a love for souls that many people are knocking on your door. It's out of a legalistic requirement that they have to do it. And there's a vast difference. Yes, ultimately, we love Jesus so much. We love the Lord so much that we just have to tell everybody. We love the Lord so much that we just have to go to the ends of the earth. We love the Lord so much that we don't care what it costs us, what the sacrifice. Here I am. Send me. Use me. Absolutely. Along with that, though, there is a call to take up our cross, and that is a call that is sacrificial. That is a call to deny ourselves, and that is a call that is sacrificial. Conveniently, many hyper-grace teachers say, oh, no, that was spoken before the cross, and that only applied to the Jews. And one of the most bogus, erroneous teachings circulating today that we absolutely demolish with Scripture in my book, Hyper-Grace. But in point of fact, the hyper-grace message, which wants people to feel secure and loved, and all is right with you and God, which has a lot of truth to it. A lot of truth to it. Unfortunately, along with it, it absolutely undermines the call to sacrifice and service. So this is one thing that alerted me to hyper grace a few years back when I post something on Facebook. Come on, let's run our race so as to win. Quoting from 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24 to 27. I quote that. Or Hebrews 12, another run your race verse. The opening verse is there. And someone would write back, you know, people would amen and other scriptures, yes, let's do it while we have breath. The world's dying. Let's give ourselves. And then someone else would post, you're not putting me under bondage again, man. I came out from under that. You're not putting me under bondage again. What? All right, let's give away another copy of God's True Grace. 866-34-TRUTH. Caller number 7. Caller number 7, 866-348-7884. Do whatever you want with the CD. Put it online. Give it out to friends. Copy it. It's yours. Be blessed with it. Just don't resell it, okay? 866-34-TRUTH. In fact, we come back, I want to tell you a striking story that a pastor shared publicly in one country where I was ministering. But we've got a special resource offer for you today. When we put these together, we do our best to put something together that will really bless you and really help you in God, and will be at a really good price. And then hopefully there's a little bit left in that that can then go to help us do our ministry work. That's why we always encourage you, if you can, to give an additional gift, because we reduce the prices of the resource offered to try to get them to as many people as possible. But this week, you can get my book, Hyper Grace, together with my book, Authentic Fire, a response to John MacArthur's Strange Fire. And by the way, we've heard for a good number of former cessationists who say, yes, I was a cessationist until I read your book, and now I'm convinced by what Scripture says. We've got them at a great reduced price. We're paying the postage. Call 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. Yes, we do have a winner, of course, on the free CD. 1-800-278-9978, or go to askdrbrown.org. Watch the video for more information. God of light,
hear our cry. Send the fire. It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
So I want to share this striking story that I heard from a leading pastor addressing the issue of hyper grace. This is Michael Brown coming your way from Italy. I have been in Naples, then Catania, and then Calabria, and then back home. That's after being in Rotterdam, Holland. I was originally coming just for 2 days in Calabria, and then somehow Holland was added on before that, and then Holland got extended an extra weekend before that, and then, well, I'm coming through Italy, so then Naples, and then Catania, and then I didn't realize I just wasn't thinking about the map, flying from this place to this place to this place, and 5-hour drive in between, but praise the Lord, all is well. The fruit has been wonderful, and I'm blessed and delighted to have the privilege of being with you here on the Line of Fire broadcast. A little while, we'll give away another copy, another free CD, God's True Grace. This will really bless you and help you understand the meaning of grace. And it goes along terrifically with my book, Hyper Grace. I mentioned in the last segment, it was really neat to be holding copies of Hyper Grace in Italian, in Dutch, that I was handed on these trips, as by God's grace, this important message of the real grace, beautiful biblical grace, as opposed to the exaggerated caricature hyper grace, is getting out to stir many. So I was preaching in another country, and bear in mind, I've been asked to speak in hyper grace in mega churches. I mean, highly successful, thriving churches, the largest one with a membership of 70,000, largest mega church in all of Europe. So I've been asked to speak on it in that setting. I've been asked to speak at it at pastors' gatherings and in small meetings. In other words, it's not just found in one place. It's not that the big churches preach it and the little churches don't, or the little churches preach it and the big ones don't. No, it's an issue we're facing everywhere. And it's an issue of great importance, because grace, how can you ever overemphasize the extraordinary glory and beauty and transforming power of God's grace? Well, you can if you leave out other things. You can if you add in other things that are not in the Bible, in which case we emphasize it in an unscriptural way. So many people go the way of hyper grace because they're drawn to grace because they didn't have it sufficiently in their spiritual diet growing up. They're drawn to grace because they were in a legalistic church, or because they have a very sensitive conscience. And they always felt condemned, and I'm never good enough, I'm never praying enough, I'm never working hard enough. You may feel it was a pastor. Some of the pastors who teach hyper grace actually had nervous breakdowns. They were part of church and ministry and pushing. They actually had nervous breakdowns. And then they discovered the message of grace, but they discovered it in exaggerated form that went beyond what Scripture was teaching. So anything that challenges you, they have a problem with. Anything that grabs you and says, come on, let's do it, the world is dying, they have a problem with that, and they react against it. They go from one extreme to the other extreme. Someone said, I wish I remember who said it. May have been Ravi Zacharias, but I'm not sure. that at the cross, burdens are removed, but at the cross, burdens are also given, something like that. You know, there's the old saying that the first time you quote something, you say, as so-and-so says. The second time you quote it, you say, as someone says, someone once said. The third time you quote it, you say, as I've always said. So I don't like to do that. So that's not an original quote with me. But the point is, when you follow Jesus, burdens are thrust on you. When you follow Jesus, there is a calling. And it's a calling to go against the grain and swim against the tide. It is a calling to take up your cross and follow it. It is a calling to sacrifice and service. Not to earn your salvation, but as fellow workers of the gospel. Well, a pastor in another country said this. He said that churches in his country all joined together on a joint service project, that they were going to serve a neighboring nation. So it was another country, but a neighboring country. And all the churches were going to jointly sacrifice to do it. And that meant raising up and sending out a team. It was a unique gospel effort. They were all going to raise up and send out teams. And the teams would serve in these other countries for a period of time. This other country for a period of time. Well, he mentioned in his country a leading hyper-grace church with abundant resources and a lot of people. However, they were not able to raise up a single team. You say, how's that? Because it was not in harmony with the message. The message was one of, it's all about me. The message was one of God just wants you to feel good. God just wants to feel secure. You feel secure. God just wants you to feel loved. Yeah, but if it doesn't start there and then lead to a call to service, if it doesn't start there and then lead to a call to sacrifice, if it doesn't start there and lead to a call to give ourselves to the gospel, Romans 12, present your bodies as living sacrifices. Matthew 4, Luke 5, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. Matthew 28, go and make disciples. If it doesn't lead to that, it's not the full gospel message. Better give away a CD now. Caller number 5. This will be quick. 866-348-7884. You get a free CD, a free copy of my teaching, God's True Grace. 866-34-TRUTH. Be delighted to send it out to you. By the way, when you get something free, you're free to share it with others. Just don't sell it for money. You're free to put it on your website and say, hey, listen to this message from Dr. Brown. You're free to do that. You're also free to help us with a gift. If you want, help us in ministry, but it's our gift to you. 86, well, I don't know why I'm giving out the number. We have a winner. Just have it there. So, when I see people just want to take it in, 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 and they don't want to give. They don't want to give, 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 give. I know something is fundamentally missing. I watch from our congregation or our school of ministry. I watch people being sent out around the world. I watch how they're giving themselves for the poor, giving themselves to fight human trafficking, giving themselves among above all, to win the lost, to make disciples, raising up ministry schools, and on. I watch as they do that. They got that from being in the fire. They got that from burning for Jesus. And out of that, Lord, here I am, send me, use me. It's a way you can test to see truth and error in a message. All right, remember, this week only, my book, Hyper Grace, which has never been more important, and my book, Authentic Fire, which will show you why the power of God is so needed today and correct some errors that came out of John MacArthur's Strange Fire Conference, done with respect and honor. The two books at a reduced price, and we're paying the postage. Go to my website, Ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org. Click on the homepage. You'll see a resource offer. There's a video where I tell you more about the books, more about the importance of the books, more about the impact they're making. You can order straight from our website. Let the fire burn rightly.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Well, so far this year, we have come your way from England, we have come your way from Holland, and now we are coming your way from Italy. Oh, just a quick word, Michael Brown here, delighted to be with you, blessed. Good night's sleep, which makes a big difference when you're ministering morning, afternoon, and doing radio at night, or some days morning, afternoon, evening, and other days of the week when we're not doing radio. But all is well here. We are blessed and seeing tremendous fruit, and just 2 days to go. Just want to mention that sometimes overseas schedule is such that you are getting one fresh new hour of the broadcast, but not two. You say, well, it doesn't matter. I just get you for 1 hour in my city anyway, 1 hour on my station. Yeah, I know, but many of you subscribe by podcast. And sometimes just due to the nature of the schedule or travel or things like that, you are getting 1 hour of the broadcast instead of two, in case you wonder what has happened. And if you live in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, the one city in America that gets both hours of the broadcast live, so just like someone listening on podcast, you hear both hours, you're like, yeah, how come? It's like 1 hour and then sometimes a repeat broadcast, or I notice it's, but it sounded like that first hour got repeated in the second. Actually, it's just every so often because of an overseas constraint, that's what happened. So you're not crazy, like, wow, that sounds similar to the first hour. But I know most people listening on radio, some are listening in their home. I love it when moms with their kids are listening together, and they've got the whole setup, and the little kids know the sound of the music and mimic my voice and things like that. And if we're talking about some really controversial, heavy adult stuff, then they may just tell the kids, all right, we'll do something else for a few minutes. But I love when families listen together. I'm always do my best to be very conscious of those things. But when you're listening in the car, normally you're not listening for two straight hours. Because if you're driving that long, you're going from one location to another, and you've got to find another station carrying things. So anyway, just wanted to let you know that. But let me ask you a question. If you go to a professional sports event, you go to a basketball game, you go to a baseball game, a football game, a hockey game, you go there to enjoy the game, right? You don't go there and work out the way the athletes work out. All right, come on, honey, come on, kids. We got to hit the workout camp more because in 6 weeks we're going to a football game. We have to be in shape. No, you don't have to be in shape at all. In fact, you're probably going to gain some weight sitting there eating popcorn or hot dogs or cotton candy or whatever else. Chocolate or I don't know whatever else there is at the game, because you're going there as a spectator. You're going there as a spectator. If you were an athlete participating in the event, whoa, that's a whole different deal. And I can assure you during the game, you're not drinking a beer and having popcorn. Many of our churches have a spectator mentality. Many of our churches have a consumer mentality instead of a disciple mentality. If you are called to be a disciple, you're called to sacrifice and service, and here's my life, send me, use me. If you have the spectator mentality, the consumer mentality, you want to sit back and be entertained, or you just want a good business deal, and you want to get more out of it than you're putting into it. And that is a tremendous reason why we have so many people going to church throughout America, and America being so messed up, because rather than having disciples, we have spectators, we have consumers, but we don't really have disciples. We're talking about errors of hypergrace, how it leads to a spectator mentality. We'll open up more. We'll talk about sin. We'll talk about how hypergrace is really dangerous when it comes to sin when we come back here on The Line of Fire. Flame, send the fire.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Line of Fire from Italy. Michael Brown here. So blessed to have this opportunity to be with you. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. I want to give away a copy of my CD, God's True Grace, a teaching that I did to supplement, go along with my book, Hyper Grace. You want to make sure that you have the book, Hyper Grace, to get all of the truth of this issue about the exaggerated, distorted grace message as opposed to the biblical grace message. But this CD stands alone, and you'll be edified and blessed as you listen to it. So caller number eight, you get a copy of God's True Grace sent to you with our joyful compliments. Share it with your friends once you get it. Duplicate it for others. Send it out online, whatever you want. Just don't resell it. You got it for free. You share it for free. 866-34-TRUTH. All right. It's always fun to when you have like call number 8 or 10 or something. People wait for a little while and the phone lines scramble, and we leave Betsy to count and get the right number until it's number 8. Okay, which is, well, all right. I'll let you call. Have fun for a little while. Okay. Every hyper grace teacher I've ever heard says that grace does not give you a license to sin, that grace empowers you not to sin. Exactly what I've taught for decades, exactly what I believe. And they teach the exact same thing. One hyper-grace teacher says, a proof that you're preaching biblical grace is it helps you overcome sin. Well, amen to that. Absolutely amen to that. I applaud them for teaching that. I agree with them for saying that. I affirm that. The problem, the big, massive, giant problem, is when you add in all kinds of serious error to that teaching, it opens the door wide to sin. Come on. The devil is deceptive. Someone once said the problem with deception is that it's very deceiving. I've also said the problem with temptation is that it's very tempting. I know people who have left their spouses and married someone else. It's absolutely adultery according to the Bible. There's no other way to see it. And they said, no, God showed me I married the wrong woman. That was never marriage in his sight. See, it says what God joins together, let no man separate. He never joined us together. What a bogus misinterpretation and misrepresentation of Scripture. But the person was deceived. They went the way of deception. Look, here. Many of you know that God helped me to completely change my relationship with food. Here I am in Italy. Italy! Italian food was my number one favorite. I had Italian food most days of my life. If you had to pick out any one food I've eaten for decades, Italian food in America was at the top of the list. And Italian food in Italy, come on! Wow! And on this trip, I've just eaten the way I eat in the States. I had some of the special meals I bring with me and massive salads and fruit and stuff. And I've been great. Thank God for his grace. I've been enjoying it and feeling fine. Not feeling deprived. I'll see what comes for meals today. But seriously, by God's grace, I mean, just thriving in the midst of it. But look, let's be realistic. If I didn't have to travel and tell people, okay, I need to make sure you have these salads and these fruits for me. And when we go to a restaurant, okay, can you make me a special salad like this and that? And then I'm sitting here, and they've got this amazing pasta they're serving here with red sauce. And then here, this amazing steak restaurant in the States. And over here, they've got this delicacy that I really like. And you know, all kinds of, look at the gelato. Italian gelato in Italy. Are you kidding me? Chocolate gelato. Massive scoops in a big cone. Man, come on. Well, listen. And honestly, I walked by, saw that stuff, and got a fruit cup, and I was fine at the airport in Rome the other day. By God's grace, trust me, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. People see me, haven't seen me in a while. We point up to the sky. It's a miracle. So anyway, I lost 95 pounds in a seven and a half month period. And by God's grace, been totally disciplined, only about eat about this amount of this, this amount of this. And it's very satisfying now. Once your body gets used to it, eat only when you're genuinely, you know, needing to eat, wanting to eat. So, look, the fact of the matter is, if I could be this fit, have my cholesterol down to 134, have my blood pressure down to 94 over 66, if I can be this fit, challenge young guys to a workout in Holland and take them down, beat them, yeah. If I'm be this fit, but I can eat whatever in the world I wanted to eat and be just as healthy and just as thin, eat all the chocolate I want, eat all the pizza I want, eat all the chicken parmesan I want, eat all the steaks and fries I want, eat all the burgers I want, eat all the ice cream I want, and gelato, eat all the peanut M&Ms I want. If I could do that and not have to be disciplined, and not have to make special arrangements when I travel around the world and make sure I have a refrigerator so I can put the frozen stuff in that I travel. Obviously, I would eat whatever I wanted to eat and not have to worry about discipline if I got the same results. Of course, we had a winner ages ago. I'm so sorry. I did so sorry. My apologies. All right, here, I'll make up for it. All right. Caller number one, 866-34-TRUTH. Caller number one, you get God's true grace. Aha, there we go. Okay, thanks. We're good. We're good with that one. We have a winner. Okay, so if you teach, yes, grace empowers you not to sin. Grace is not a license to sin. But you also teach that the moment you're saved, God forgives your future sins in advance, not only your past and your present, but he forgives your future sins in advance and remembers them no more. He will never convict you of sin because that sin's already dealt with under the blood and he doesn't see it. He sees you as perfectly holy all the time. And this is what hypergrace teaches. And you are perfectly holy because that is who you are in Jesus, no matter what you do. And you can't grow in holiness because you're already completely holy. All you can do is be who you already are. And you never confess your sin, because why confess it when it's already dealt with? I don't confess to God, God, I confess to you that 45 years ago I shot heroin. No, that's been forgiven. I was forgiven the moment I got saved. God forgave and forgot. Forgot in terms of holds it against me no more, remembers it no more in that sense. So what's the point? When you add that false teaching in, I've watched it with my own eyes. Pastors and leaders around the world and other believers around the world have watched it with their own eyes that people, it opens the door for them to backslide. It opens the door for compromise. If a professional athlete could be just as in shape and just as fit and just as effective without workouts that put them in the ground, yes, yeah, some of them enjoy pushing hard, but come on. Would a boxer get up in the morning and jog for 7 miles and then be on the strict diet to get down to boxing weight where they have to push to the limit and go through brutal sparring hour after hour after hour? And then many of them, believing that they can't lose any energy of any kind, will abstain from sexual relations, married men and guys just with girlfriends or whatever. And that could mean for 8 weeks of training camp or some 12 weeks of training camp, as Spartan as could be. I've seen boxers, their wife has a kid or their girlfriend has a kid, and they can't wait to see the kid, but it's during training, and they can't take a day off of training to go see the family in another location. You think they'd do that if they could eat what they want and not have to work out and be just as fit? And yet that's what hypergrace teaches as far as holiness and your relationship with God. They teach there's nothing you could do that could ever affect your relationship with God. That's dangerous, friends. That is downright dangerous. And that's why you'll see so many, when they go the way of hypergrace, drop their standards of holiness and judge you, because you're living by your convictions, judge you for being legalistic. Mm-hmm. I've watched it for years now. Friends, my book, Hypergrace, has had people write to me and say, I now understand grace like I never did before. I now understand the love of the Father like I never did before. This book will establish you in grace and help you to see the serious error of hyper-grace. It won't steal grace. It'll reinforce grace and deliver you from the error of hyper-grace. You can get it together this week with my book, Authentic Fire, which was written as a response to John MacArthur's Strange Fire and has really made a great impact and opened many eyes to the gifts and power of the Holy Spirit for today. We've reduced the price. We're paying the postage. It's a great opportunity to get these. If you can help with an extra gift, wonderful. We could use it. But take advantage of this offer. 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. Once more, 1-800-278-9978. Or go to the website, Ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org, for video with more info.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
All right, we've got one last broadcast right now from Italy. God willing, everything going well with our connections. Tomorrow we'll be broadcasting from Italy. Certainly we've got one more broadcast from Italy, but hopefully one where I'll be able to take your calls as well. Right now, 866-34-TRUTH, the number to call. And when you call, we'll tell you in a little while, we're going to give away one, maybe two more free CDs of really edifying teaching that will just have you blessed and encouraged. God's true grace. The wonderful beauty and glories of the grace of God, which teaches us to say no to ungodliness. God's yes in our lives teaches us to say no to ungodliness. So jot the number down, 866-34-TRUTH, our normal number, as always, and I'll tell you when to call because we'll give away one. In fact, let's give away, make it easy, caller number five. Caller number five, you get a free copy of God's True Grace. And if you haven't been listening, I'll tell you in a moment, a little later in the broadcast, how you can get my book, Hyper Grace, which has just come out in Dutch. It's out in Italian. I've got, literally right with me, here where I'm broadcasting, right with me, I've got my copies of Hyper Grace in Italian and Hyper Grace in Dutch. Sweet, very sweet to see them out in these languages. And the pastors and leaders say, man, we need it in our country. We need it. The hyper-grace message is spreading. And the painful thing is, when you love grace so much, you have to teach against hyper-grace. We're talking about a division within the body. There are some hyper-grace teachers who have gone, yeah, we have a winner. Thank you. Hyper-grace teachers have gone so far, so extreme, they've gone off the deep end. And they're no longer teaching anything that resembles the gospel. They're apostate, they're heretics. But the great, great, great majority of those teaching hyper-grace are brothers and sisters. They're within the body, but they teach it in an erroneous way. So listen, what's one of the greatest ways to identify hyper-grace? Well, be really familiar with true grace. And you see, the true part of the message helps many. The true part of the message is very delivering, very freeing. And I'll talk to you about that true part in a moment. It's the false part, the erroneous part, the exaggerated part, the unbiblical part that hurts so many people. So I'm no expert in this, but I've read and understand, and it's not just rumor, this is the truth, that those who specialize in identifying counterfeit money do it by studying real money. They look at their country's currency. They see every little mark, every little special feature of it, everything that marks it a certain way, and they can immediately spot, or with careful study, spot a counterfeit because it deviates. So it is by knowing true grace, knowing biblical grace, that you will reject hyper grace. And yes, it is a dangerous teaching because of the error that it is mixed with. So, I'll use myself as an example. I get saved in 1971. the night of real surrender. I had prayed and asked the Lord into my heart November 12th of 71, but I really didn't intend to mean it. I just did it because I knew the people in the church would think it was a big deal because I was a big sinner to them. So I thought, you know, they'll get a kick out of it. I didn't take it seriously. That's just the way I was, mocking people and being silly. But but God had been dealing with me for months. As I started to pray the prayer, I thought, this is odd. I believe the words. I believe Jesus died for me. I believe he rose from the dead, but I'm not willing to change. I'm not willing to change at all. So I prayed a prayer. I asked him into my life. I promised to live for him the rest of my life. The pastor said, you believe it? I said, yes. He said, okay. He believes me. He'll pray for me. And I'm thinking, but I don't believe it. I mean, I believe it, but I don't mean it. I believe he died for me, rose from the dead, but I intend to go home and shoot cocaine tonight. I intend to go home and use smoke angel dust, PCP. I intend to do that. So that's when the wrestling really began. I said, God, when I go home, if you don't want me to do this, don't let it have any effect on me. And I went home and I smoked a large quantity of PCP, enough to knock out a horse almost. That's the way I did drugs then, and did a good amount of cocaine. My heart started to pound, and then instantly, nothing, zero. Zero effect. And I realized, okay, God does not want me to do this. He's getting my attention. Now, was I saved at that moment? God knows. But the next 5 weeks, I wrestled back and forth, back and forth. Shoot heroin one day, in church the next. Shoot heroin next, one day, in church the next. Battling in my soul. And finally, December 17th of 71, that's when I know that I know the surrender came. I know that I know that I know that I surrendered. And even in those early days, looking back, I said, okay, somewhere in this period of time, I was born again. But I know that I know I surrendered December 17th. God can give you the exact date between November 12th, September, December 17th, when my name was written in the Book of Life. But I know that I know that was the point of surrender. I said, Lord, I'll never put a needle in my arm again. Now, for sure, there's no question whatsoever. I know that I know that I know that I was born again, that I knew the Lord, that Jesus was my Lord, that God was my Father, that I wanted to serve him the rest of my life. I know it at that point. If I died right then, I know I would have been in his presence. Had I actually gone home and thrown the needles out yet? No, I did that later. Had I actually gone to my father and asked him to forgive me for stealing money? No, that came a little later. Ooh, that was painful. And he had to ask me about that money that was stolen. Was it me? Because he knew it was me all the time. That hurt. 2 days after that, I got high. No, I didn't shoot heroin or put a needle in my arm. I never did that again the rest of my life. But I smoked hash. And as I was on the bus coming home high, I thought, you know, I shouldn't do this either. God doesn't want me to do this. I wasn't even on my radar at that point, because the heroin being the big issue. I still used, but was I saved as I was smoking hash? Yes, I was. Of course I was. Brand new. And then I was still using profanity. I was telling people about Jesus, still using profanity. Was I saved? Yes, absolutely. No question about it. And some weeks after that, God convicted me about that. I haven't lived a perfect day yet since I've been saved. I love the Lord. I'm seeking to please him with all my heart. I'm not walking in willful sin. I love the Lord. I want to honor him and do what's right. But you haven't lived a perfect day yet. Neither have I. Walking in the light means when we recognize sin, we turn away from it and we turn to the Lord and ask him to wash us and cleanse us. But hear me, I've been saved the whole time. That's grace. That's amazing. That's the goodness of God. At the same, scripture tells me plainly that I could defiantly turn my back on God and walk away from him and endanger my soul forever. That is the biblical message. And that's why Hebrews 12 warns, don't forfeit, don't miss the grace of God by willfully turning to sin. Both are true. I can be carried by grace where I fall short, receive forgiveness, or I could willfully turn my back on God and reject his grace, in which case, woe to me. Friends, my book, Hyper Grace, will set the record straight and will establish you in grace. When you get it this week, you also get Authentic Fire, a very important book on the things of the Spirit, the two discounted, and we're paying the postage. So call or order 1-800-278-9978, 1-800-278-9978. My bottom line today, the greatest antidote to the error of hyper-grace is the glorious message of biblical true grace.